Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big show.
Shazam!
Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Blue Street Connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Christmas time. We're having like a Christmas dinner at Graceland. And Elvis is in a fantastic mood. He's so happy because the TV show is great, and he's getting great reviews and all. And Elvis stood up, straightened himself up, looked around the table, and he said, "You get that studio from Chip's Moment. I want to stay here and record at home. I want good songs, and I want good musicians." And I said, "Elvis, they got great musicians over there. It'll just knock your socks off."
Look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Stop, look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Some people say I'm wasting time. Like what I see, see what I like, yeah, it gives me such a thrill. Hey, the first thing in the morning, last thing at night, I look, stare everywhere, and I see everything inside. Hey, stop, look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. People say I'm wasting time, yeah, but I don't really care. I see what I like what I see, yeah, and it gives me such a glow. Sitting on the back porch, all by myself, alone. That's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby. That's all right with me. Hey, 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 baby. That's all right with me. Rubbernecking, baby. But that's all right with me.
Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And that voice you heard at the beginning there was G.K., George Klein, one of Elvis's closest buddies, who was there for a lot of big events in Elvis's life. He was at the wedding and all that good stuff. And he was there at the time that Elvis Presley walked into American Sound Studio in 1969.
Right.
And many critics say this was the most artistic Elvis that in his lifetime of music.
Since 54 or 56, yeah.
He really came to life. In there, the studios were owned by Chip's Moment, and we're going to learn a lot about Chip's today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn a lot about Elvis today and these sessions that took place at American Sound. You're going to hear from the guys who played with Elvis. Mike Leach, he was the bass player, Reggie Young on guitar, Bobby Wood on piano, and Bobby Emmons on keyboard, and Ronnie Millsap played in these sessions, and a whole lot of people. Yeah. But I think it is really some of the best music that Elvis ever put out.
Yeah, it's definitely some of the most creative, I think, other than the beginning.
Right. There you go. So that's what we're set for today. It's the American Sound Sessions here on Blue Suede Connection. Let's get things started with a fantastic guitar player, Reggie Young. He was there live and in person, and he hung with Elvis, and you're going to hear a lot more from him today throughout the show. Let's get it on.
When he walked in, because we'd been doing Everybody in the World, and we had, I don't know how many songs in this same rhythm section, you know, 8-10 songs in the top 100. We'd always have something in there every week that we'd cut with. Some producer would bring the act to town. But I remember when the back door opened, and he walked in. I think all I was just kind of backed up a step. I don't know. It was Elvis, you know.
Walk away. Walk away.
Okay.
Walk away.
One, two.
You got a new cotton,
Joe? I'll break it, burn it, drag it all around, twist it, turn it. You can't tear it down. 'Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Crush it, kick it, you can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it, I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Baby, I want you, you'll never get away. My love will haunt you, yes, haunt you night and day. Push it, pound it, what good does it do? There's just no stopping the way I feel for you. All every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Yeah, yeah. Pound it, what good does it do? There's just no stopping the way I feel for you. 'Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. I said every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of
He was just a very, very friendly type, cordial person, you know. And like I said, he was going to give me his big diamond ring one night, and I wouldn't take it, you know. Just I was admiring his ring, and he took it off and handed it to me, and I just was just looking at it, you know. And I handed it back to him. He said, "No, that's yours." I said, no, man. I said, I wouldn't take nothing from you, man. I just want your friendship. That's all.
Put it on. Take number one.
Oh, my mother grandma.
I play the song that was our own. Your photographs by my side. I know I can't. So I don't even try. The note you left is in my hand. I read again what you say. You're sorry, but you love him, and you've both gone away. That is breaking my heart. An open fire favorite chair. I get a book from the shelf, but the words I am reading could apply to myself. This is the story of a man whose words. That is breaking my heart. It's the story that is breaking my heart. Yes, it's the story that is. Yes, it's the story that is breaking my heart. This is the story that is breaking.
Okay, let's play back.
That's take number two of This is the Story from 1969. We're covering the American Sound studio sessions today here on Blue Suede Connection. You know, and these guys that played with Elvis on this was not his normal band. This was not the TCB band. Although those guys came in once in a while, I think, and hung out and all, but this was really what they were known as, the Memphis Boys. They were the cream of the crop.
Exactly.
There in Memphis. Yep. And they were on a lot of records that you folks will know. Music from Dusty Springfield to Neil Diamond to Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, Petulia Clark, the Box Tops, B.J. Thomas, the list goes on. They played with everybody. And when you're in Memphis, you want the best musicians. These are the boys you call on.
Right.
And this is the studio you head to. And the way it worked, Elvis was really high off of the 68 comeback special. He was tired of the films. He wanted to get back in the studio. As you heard G.K. say at the beginning of the show, he had the itch. But he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go. And it's funny because one of the guys in his little entourage kept encouraging him, Elvis, you need to go to American Sounds and you need to meet Chip Moman and work on that. So finally they did. Elvis did. He met up with Chip Moman, and this is history right here.
I think there were several guys in the group, like not just GK, but I think also Marty Lacker.
Marty was the big one. That's the guy I was referring to. He's the one that really pushed Elvis to talk to Chips.
Yeah, somehow he knew these guys and thought that Elvis really needed something fresh and new.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Chips Moman, actually Lincoln Wayne Moman.
That's his real name?
His real name, yep. Known as Chip. Chips was born in LaGrange, Georgia, but he moved to Memphis as a teenager, and he played in several road bands there for a long time before moving to Los Angeles. And while he was out in L.A., he was a studio musician at Gold Star Studios for a long time before he returned back to Memphis. I mean, everybody always seems to want to go back there, go home, so to speak, and started working as a engineer at Satellite Records, which later became Stax.
Yeah, cool.
So he was working with a lot of really big names. After leaving Stax in 64, he created his own recording studio, which became American Sound Studios. During his stay there at American Sound, he had more than 120 top charting singles.
Wow. Yeah,
on,
that's amazing.
Not just pop, but soul and country artists. Yeah. Here's some things that I didn't know. I had no idea that Moman produced The Highwaymen.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Well, 1985, he did one of their very first studio albums with Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash.
You and I recently watched the concert, and Reggie Young is playing guitar, who is in these sessions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so you can kind of see how it all connects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty fabulous.
Good stuff right there. Well, let's get back to it. Here's keyboardist Bobby Emmons, who was there, and here's what he had to say.
I didn't realize how good those sessions were, so the last few years, they started sending outtakes after the...
Right.
Some way the other people got a hold of outtakes and started making albums and putting them out. Man, some of that stuff, you have to work with Pro Tools 8 days to get those tracks as good as some of the first rundowns.
Right.
Elvis was supposed to be king of something because he was great.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace?
and stand by her man, never once letting shame touch her face. How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not grow cold? Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Oh, down through the years, we've had hard times and tears, but they've only helped our love grow. And we'll stay together no matter how strong. Not once have I seen your blue eyes fill with envy or stray from the one that you hold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road.
Reggie and I were sitting in the studio, and there was a young guy in there sitting. We were just all talking, three of us, some young dude. He said he had just walked in off the street, and he said, "Who are y'all recording?" And we said, "Elvis." He said, "Oh, good." You know, he said, "Yeah, right." You know, about that time the back door popped open, and Elvis and his entourage walked in. This kid almost wet himself, man. And first thing out of Elvis's mouth was, "What a funky, funky studio." And that's first time I saw Elvis.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you've been away. The pillow where you lay your head, now hold my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurt since you've gone.
I guess E wasn't feeling that one right there.
I guess not, or somebody wasn't.
You know, like I said, these are great musicians. And once again, these guys were known as the Memphis Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tommy Gogbilly on guitar, Mike Leach on bass, Reggie Young on guitar,
mm-hmm.
Gene Kuzman on drums, Robbie Wood on piano, and Bobby Emmons on keyboard. Now, these guys, like you just said, played with the Highwaymen not so long ago, mm-hmm. a few years back. And all those other great artists they played with, they were inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville, Tennessee, in 2007. So
nice, wow.
They've been in the business a long time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Spans so many great musicians and music. It's just really good that Elvis had somebody like this behind him, because that motivated Elvis that much more.
Yeah.
You're exactly. going to share something in a little while about a very special song that we all love. It's a song we hear all the time.
Yeah.
Probably his most popular song.
Yeah.
You got the story behind it, and that song was recorded at American Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great more information from those guys who were there with Elvis, and of course, all the great music by Elvis himself happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Hey friends, you got an Elvis story? Are you digging Blue Suede Connection?
Call us at 540-227-0514.
And a worried mind resorts to wandering off to ponder things I never talk about. A pretty girl I used to know, but wouldn't know if we met face to face. And defying every logic known, I wish in the time machine could take me back again. To the wonder of my first love, the old folks tease me about, referring to her only as my little friend. Somewhere far away, and maybe not so far away, a child has grown into a woman of the world. I assume this knowing that she knew so much of life at such a tender age. I learned from her the whispered things the big boys at the pool hall talk about. The thrill and disappointment, fear and shame that first love brings. But oh, how I thought I loved my little friend. Fragrance of the green grass mingled with the scent of love and womanhood. A moonlight night I kissed and cried and swore I'd never touch another girl. But time moved fast and I moved on, and I loved others time and time again. But with each time I thought of her, and always gave a little more, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for.
That is an unknown take of My Little Friend. No one knows which take that was.
That's nice. I like it.
Yeah, and this album just came out not long ago. All the music from this album, you can get it. It's American Sound Sessions, and it's an RCA Sony release. It's,
yeah, brand new release, just a few months old.
Yeah, and it's really great. You get all these alternate. Everything you're going to hear is pretty much an alternate today. We opened up with a big rocking song like Rubberneckin', then a powerhouse rocker like Power My Love. This is the story, a sweet, beautiful love song. True Love Travels on Gravel Road. All these different styles of music you just heard, and that was country all the way right there.
Oh yeah, big time.
It just shows the versatility of Elvis and those guys playing in the band. Several songs from these recording sessions, you know, they were actually used on film and television.
Yeah.
If you ever see the 1983 film Breathless, well, I think Suspicious Minds was in that. In 1992, Honeymoon in Vegas songs from this movie were featured.
Ah, really?
In Frequency, the 2000 movie, it was Elvis was in that with some of the songs from this. Black Hawk Down, a great movie that's got Elvis in it and songs from this session. Lilo and Stitch.
Ah,
from 2002. Blade Runner from 2017. There's a Elvis and that.
Okay.
Songs from these sessions. And a TV series called Dark from 2019. And a TV series, Love Island.
Mm.
So you might want to check some of those out and you hear some of these tunes right there on those TV shows and movies.
There you go.
Elvis is everywhere, somebody once said. What do you think?
I think they're right.
One, two, three. I'm sorry now, girl, but I must leave you. There's something deep inside my soul keeps calling me. The winter wind, girl, will not deceive you. And in your cold and empty bed, you'll think of me. Oh, yes, you think of me. You see me coming, you'll see me going. Don't ask me why, I'm just a kind needs to be free. Just like that, I've always keeps on a blowing. And in the cold, just like I wanted. I know you followed me across an angry sea. But baby, I've got a heart that's haunted. And in your cold and empty bed, you think of me. You should know, girl, that I'll be crying out on a lonely road where not a soul can see. I'll shed my tears for a love that's dying. And in your cold and empty bed, you'll think of me. The summer sun, girl, will bring a stranger, and he'll be better to you than I used to be. And when he takes you into his arms, girl, then in your warm, oh,
I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to play piano on it.
Elvis is going to play piano.
Loving you.
Right, we're old.
Now after loving you, what else is there to do? 'Cause honey, all the rest is just gonna have to be second best. I know I'll go through life comparing her to you. That's 'cause I'm no good to anyone after loving you. Your precious love cannot be erased by just another woman with a pretty face. And your memory, you know it will remain, or it cannot be erased. Loves may come alone, they can't live up to you. That's 'cause I'm no good to anyone after love. Your precious love cannot be erased by just another woman with a pretty face. And your memory, you know it will remain, or it cannot be erased. Other loves may come along, they can't live up to you. 'Cause I'm no good to anyone after love you. I said I'm no good to anyone after love. I said I'm no good to anyone, oh honey, after love. I said I'm no good to anyone after love.
Are you digging all these alternate takes today?
Yeah, it's fabulous. Good stuff.
We hope everybody at home is doing the same. And if you are enjoying them, please let us know. Come find us on Facebook. And just as T.L. always says, just type in Blue Suede Connection.
That's
on
right.
Facebook. It comes right to us. And mm-hmm. Our blog page, you can tell me how to get to that if you'd like.
Blue-suede-connection.blogspot.com.
It's that easy. And now get a pencil and paper ready, because we're going to give you the phone number on our next break. So we don't want you to miss out on that, because we'd love to hear from you. We want you to call and leave us a message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during these sessions, greatness just seems to like greatness's company.
Yes.
Now, these guys were all enamored with Elvis. They thought, you know, this is God we're playing with today, you know, in here.
Yeah.
And, of course, Elvis loved great and talented musicians. So they would jam a lot throughout these sessions. And you're going to hear Elvis in and out of these next two tunes. But this is pretty much just jamming in the studio.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ready?
Bitch, can you get closer to that mic?
Yeah.
We're up.
One, two, three, four.
It's the feeling that I get looking down at my brand new baby. Holding.
Clearly that was not intended to be the release version.
Exactly.
Having a good time in there, though. That's what Elvis liked to do in the studio, and I think that shows in all the music we play here on the show. You know, this all happened in 1969 there in Memphis, Tennessee, and a lot of things were going on pop culture-wise at that time.
Yeah.
In 1969, Scooby-Doo airs its first episode on CBS.
Aww.
Monty Python also premieres on the BBC One.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Sesame Street also premieres on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Hee-Haw premieres on CBS.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin releases their first album in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Chemical Bank installs the first teller machine in Rockville Center, New York.
Nice.
Wendy's Hamburgers was founded by Dave Thomas in Columbus, Ohio in 1969.
Very nice.
And what else do we have here? Soft drink Capri Sun goes on sale for the first time in 1969.
Jeez.
Very important events in American pop culture. Coming back at you with a great Glen Campbell classic done by Elvis in 1969 at American Sounds. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Blue Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Let's get back to the music here on Blue Suede Connection.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the heat stains that have dried up on some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that you bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, a tear that joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking in the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cauldron in some stranger. I beard erupt in cold powder and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Elvis's interpretation of a Campbell classic, Gentle on My Mind. That's a little bit different version there, too, but it sounded really nice in my ears.
I'm sure Glenn loved it.
Oh, he did. He loved Elvis.
Yeah, he was a good Elvis fan. But
yeah, they were good mutual friends, and there's so many connections between those two throughout the years.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. Lots of good stuff like that is going to be happening here on the show today. We've only just begun this here party. Now, I mentioned earlier we have a phone number, and we would really like to have you call us, and we don't answer the phone. You don't have to worry about, I'm going to have to talk to Dan or TL. No, no, it's a machine. Yeah, it's a machine. You leave any kind of message you want. And a reminder, you know that a Love Day is coming up here real soon, February. And but if you have a dedication or somebody you'd like us to play a pretty love song for.
Yes, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, give us a call and tell us the story or tell us who you want us to play it for. You don't have to share a whole story if you don't want. Just tell us and we'll get it on for you. Mm-hmm. And we'll pick the songs. You just tell us the story. Now, baby, how can they dial us up and leave us this message?
All righty. Give us a call at 540-227-0514. And for those of you in international land, it's the same number on WhatsApp.
There you go. It's that simple. Okay, once again, here's the piano player from these here sessions, Bobby Woods, telling the Elvis story, and we're going to get back into some more great music here on Blue Suede Connection.
Remember, I was sitting on the piano bench one night with him. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. We were just talking about going to church and just all everything, you know. And I've been sitting there talking with him for probably 30 minutes, I guess, and it dawned on me. I'm sitting here cheek to cheek with the king, you know, and I almost started hallucinating, you know. I was sitting here talking to Elvis Presley, you know. And I mean, just talking down to earth as you could talk, you know, just about just whatever came to our mind, you know. But he was a very, very cordial person.
Do you know who I am? Have you any idea who I am? Yes, it's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you again. It's so dark in this place that I can't see your face. May we leave? Oh, I see. Does he know who I am and what once was between you and me? Do you know how I tried? Have you any idea how I tried? Not to keep you inside. Do you know, darling, how much I cried? I remember you said that you had to forget about me and be free. Do you know who I am, or have you forgot about me? Do you think there's a chance you and I could start over anew? Is there a prayer you still care, or has it just been too long and we're through? Well, what about you and him? Oh, he's only a friend. Well, I see there's still a chance for me. Or maybe some other time, in some other place, with our love in your heart and a smile on your face, you will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am.
You will know who I am. When the time comes, you know.
The entourage had left Elvis and the five of us in the band and Momin. Man, we got down to some serious recording because he knew he hadn't had a hit in so long and he wanted to do his best, you know. We did that and In the Ghetto and about 3 or 4 hits off of that album. It was really big.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. We too blind to see. Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. One night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mom cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. Her young man dies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama
he would come out in the big room with us. We'd all sit around and talk. But he didn't tell anybody what to play. He just wanted to do the right thing, you know.
A stranger in my own hometown. I'm like a stranger, like a stranger in my own hometown. My so-called friends start being friendly. Oh, but you can't keep a good man down. No, you can't keep him. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. Oh, my hometown won't accept me. I just don't feel welcome here no more. Help you why, man. About 5 or 6 years ago. Yes, I did. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. But my hometown won't accept me. Just don't feel welcome here no more. I'm like a stranger, like a stranger in my own hometown. Like a stranger in my own hometown. My so-called friends don't be friendly. Ah, oh, but you can't.
she ain't give a good man time. Blow your brains out, man. Six years ago, oh, yeah. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. My so-called friends stopped being friendly. Oh, but you can't keep a good man.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Get one good on the first part, but keep it, Chips.
Okay. We're on. We had it on the tape before that, in the first part of it.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I was gone. But to look in your eye and told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Baby, you're wearing that love don't look. Shoot, 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 shoot. Baby, you're wearing that love don't look. The ashtrays are all full of ashes. Fly, and I don't like apple pie.
Shoop, shoop.
Shoop, shoop.
Baby!
Hold on. We're going to save this one. We want to do one more. Elvis, you feel like doing another?
Yeah.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection. We're doing the American Sound Sessions today. You're hearing mostly different versions, alternate versions of these great songs that were recorded there in Memphis, Tennessee in 1969.
Right.
Now, there's one particular song he did in these sessions. We're not going to play that yet. It's coming up. To say it's probably his most popular song, wouldn't you think?
Oh, it gets played a lot still to this day.
It gets played a lot. We play a lot. We get requests for it a lot. Now, if you don't know what it is, don't tell the person beside you. Or if you do know what it is, don't tell them. If you don't know, well, you're going to find out in a few minutes. And T.L.'s going to give you a little history behind that song. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the year 1969. What was Elvis watching on TV in 1969? We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
World events and things that changed the world. Big, big major events. We're going to talk about that. But mostly it's going to be all about music and Elvis Presley.
Nice.
Now, the Memphis Boys were the backup band, and they aren't just a band. They're amazing musicians. And they were so excited to work with Elvis, and they have so many different stories to share and what it was like to work with him. And right now you're going to hear from Reggie Young. He's the guitar player. And also you're going to hear from the drummer, Gene Chrisman.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
So how did did Chips get the call about Elvis? You know, wanting to record there?
Yeah, well, there were some people who worked at American in the studio that were his, what they call it, Memphis Mafia, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
And the studio manager was Marty Lacker, who was a good friend of Elvis.
Okay.
George Klein, who was a disc jockey, was a good friend of Elvis. And, I mean, these were close friends. And Red West was a writer at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis had booked a week or two out in L.A. With some musicians out there. And anyway, the drummer, Hal Blaine,
yes,
had gotten sick. And so he was going to have to cancel. And I think it was Marty Lacker said, well, instead of canceling a week, why don't you go to American? Said they're having pretty good success down there cutting records. And said, gosh, he hadn't been in Memphis in years, you know. He hadn't had a hit in 7 years.
Hey, Jude, don't be a
One, two, three.
Hey, Jude, don't be a fool. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, can start to make it better. Hate you, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start. Out and let it in. Hey, Jude, begin to make in the world a little better. Don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool in making his world a little you? Don't let me down. Make a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hate you. Don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool and taking the world up on his shoulder? Hey, Jude, don't let me down.
main thing that I had to respect about Chips and Elvis is we had cut a track. Elvis went back to sing it. Well, he either went flat or sharp. And this is what I had to respect about him, because when either went flat or sharp, we all looked at each other, and Chips looked up, and he says, well, that didn't sound just right. And Felton sitting there, he said, oh, no, let him go, don't do anything. Chips just reaches over, hit the stop button on the machine, said, Elvis, you're a little flat or sharp there. He said, you want to re-sing it? Elvis says, sure.
Fall in love with me, I'll only bring you grief. Baby, don't set your heart on me, I'll only have to leave. Cause the north wind flows through my veins, like my dead, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning I'll have to leave again. Well, that's how it is when you inherit the wind, inherit the wind. Daddy, he was a wandering man, I hardly knew his face. Mama, she cried for him at night, he never stayed in one place. Cause the north wind flows through my veins, like my dad, there's a dream in my veins. In the morning I'll have to leave again. That's how it is when you inherit the wind, inherit the wind. I can't give you the love you need, I didn't just won't be here that long. But if you still want me here tonight, I'll love you till the break of dawn. Cause the north wind flows through my veins, like my dead, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning I'll have to leave again. That's how it is when you inherit the wind. Inherit the wind, 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 inherit the wind.
Tia, what were you watching in 1969 on television?
Oh my gosh, what would I have been watching? Well, considering I was only two, probably nothing.
Nothing, okay. Well, I know two of these shows Elvis was watching.
Okay.
Definitely two of these. The most popular TV shows of 1969, mm-hmm. coming at number 10 was The Doris Day Show.
Oh,
number
yeah.
nine, The Wonderful that. World of Disney on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Marcus Welby, MD.
Nice.
Number seven, The Red Skelton Show.
Mm.
Number three, Here's Lucy.
Oh, love that.
Number five, Buffy and Joe. Jody and the Family Affair.
Love that too.
Number 4, Mayberry RFD. Number 3, I know he watched because he was friends with Lauren Green and the guy that played Hoss, Bonanza on NBC.
Wow.
Number 2, Gunsmoke. And I know Elvis always had that little fantasy of being that guy riding a bicycle on the Laugh-In and falling over and saying, "Sock it to me."
Yeah.
On the Laugh-In on NBC there in 1969.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. And my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her say, "Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off of your knees, 'cause only the strong survive." That's what she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Oh, you gotta be strong, you better hold on, don't go all around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let that little girl know, I wouldn't let her know. She made me feel like a clown. There's a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is through. And she said, only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Oh, you gotta be a man, you gotta take a stand. Only the strong survive, only the strong survive. Take a stand, only the strong survive, 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 only the strong survive. 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 Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive. From the Memphis studios there in Memphis, Tennessee, American Sound. Elvis putting out great music with the Memphis Boys and Chips Moman, having a good old time, doing what he loved to do, making music.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, when Elvis stays for hours and hours and plays and is having fun, you know that he's enjoying what he's doing.
Yeah, and you know something good's going to come out of it. Yeah.
And we've talked about this at the beginning of the show. These were probably the most artistic sessions in Elvis's career. I mean, he really dug deep, and he was looking for that soulful sound from the early days, and he found it here, and he just conquered all kinds of music, from gospel to rhythm and blues to soul to country to pop to rock, and he did it all so well, and he's just in his element 100%. And there's a major song that came from these sessions, and you're going to hear all about that song from TL, and you're going to hear that song all in just a few moments. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, they say everything is bigger in Texas, but really, it doesn't get any bigger than Blue Suede Connection. Oh, and propane, of course.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Whoa. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, and to my sad surprise, then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Yeah. Any day now, love will let me down. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay, yeah. Until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay in a day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. Then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. Or you won't be around any day now.
Suspicious Minds, looking back, it turned out to be the biggest record that was ever recorded in Memphis. 40 million copies.
There you go. 40 million copies of Suspicious Minds.
Wow,
when
yeah.
It came out back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now, that was Reggie Young talking about it, but you got a little story behind the song you're going to share with us.
So Suspicious Minds was written by Mark James in 1968, and the song is about a misunderstanding and dysfunctional relationship and the need for the characters to overcome their issues in order to maintain the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes that Chip Moman had asked James to come to Memphis and write a song for American Sound. At the time, James had already written like 3 hit songs and had a really great reputation in the industry.
Uh-huh.
So Chip wanted him to do some magic for sound. James said that the idea came to him late one night, and he was fooling around with his Fender guitar, and he was using his organ pedal for a bass line, and the melody just came up to him, and he just thought it was catchy. And at the time, James was married to his first wife, but he still had strong feelings for his childhood sweetheart. So there was some suspicion, I guess, from his wife's end that there were feelings there, and that's where the idea idea from the song kicked off on James's end.
Wow.
Then it was rumored to James that Elvis had booked some studio time in Sounds, and some people were suggesting that Elvis was looking for some new music. So of course, I'm sure Chips had his hand in making sure that Elvis saw the demo or heard the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first thing Elvis said when they played it to him was, "I like it. Play it again."
But save that last one, Chips.
Okay.
I'm saving the last take for me.
Brent? We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious. Suspicion in your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds,
entourage. There wasn't anybody left in there but him and the band, Moman and Felton, and he was just a total regular guy. And we'd sit around and talk about, you know, things around Memphis, old clubs and people and Lamar Terrace and all those places. That's an old project, I guess. A lot of people used to go over there. I guess he lived over there one time. It was really cool. He loved it.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. come unto me. Your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply, and the time and the grass won't pay no mind. Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds flying and a soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes, hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't pay no mind. No, the grass won't pay no mind.
This extra special about the music on this show today is this is not overdubbed. There's not all kinds of strings. There's not a bunch of backup singers. It's Elvis and the musician.
Yeah. You know, though, I'm kind of hearing it like in the back of my mind. Are you?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like whenever there's a spot that you know that the backup singers are there, I can hear it in my mind.
Yeah, you're used to that. And it's probably better in the end. But today is kind of just...
it's better,
But today's just kind of feeling Elvis and the band, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about here today. You know, we already covered one great Mac Davis song that Elvis recorded in these sessions. There's another one. Do you know what it is? You don't have your list, Cotton. Not like you don't get your list.
I know. My mind is whipping around right now.
It was a big hit for him.
In the Ghetto?
No, we already played that. Here's the other one.
What's up? Got to put a little emphasis on that, you know? What up? Not that much. What up?
One. Two. One, two, three, four.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. And
Daddy, you've still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children so. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Don't cry. Daddy, you've still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, please don't.
There you go. Classic Mac Davis song there, so by beautiful. Elvis. That's one of his prettiest songs, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it really is.
Always has a nice message to it. All right, the year's 1969. We're sharing different things that went on that year. And there were two major events that were world-changing events.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about yet or not. Have you peeked?
No, I have not peeked.
All right. One of those, of course, was the internet. It was created in 1969. That definitely changed the world.
Really? The internet?
Yes.
Huh. I didn't
First
know
internet
that
was
old.
Created. Yep.
Huh.
And another world-changing event was the man landing on the moon.
Yeah, now there you go.
Two very big world-changing events in 1969. And Mr. Prezi was there probably watching on his TV thinking, wow, man.
You know he was watching. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The top song of 1969 was Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. The top movie in 1969 was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The most famous person in the U.S. at that time, other than Elvis Presley, mm-hmm. was a TV actor named Steve McQueen.
Oh, okay.
The hot-selling book in 1969, do you know what that was?
It was 69.
It was a big movie.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The Godfather.
Oh, shoot.
You were close. Biggest game going on at the time was Hasbro's Light Bright. Everybody wanted a Light Bright.
I remember those.
And everybody wanted to taste those brand-new frozen sensations from Wendy's called a Frosty.
Yeah.
The funny late night host of the time in 1969 was Hi-O Johnny. The funny guy at the time was Don Rickles. The funny lady in those days in 1969 was Phyllis Diller. And the crazy conspiracy that the moon landing was a fake.
Ah.
People thought.
There's always got to be a conspiracy.
There's always that conspirator out there that thinks it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing the sessions for 1969 today. We really hope that you're enjoying it, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know from you if you do like it. We would love to hear from you. You can call us. You can message us on Facebook. And Tila, just tell them how to do these things.
All righty, folks. It's real easy. Give us a call at 540-227-0514. And if you're international, you can use that same number for WhatsApp.
And don't forget to give us those Valentine's dedications. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 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 baby. The party ain't over. There's a whole lot more Blue Suede Connection coming right back at you on the flip side, baby.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Call Dan and TL anytime on the Blue Suede Connection hotline, baby. It's your direct line to Coolsville.
Call us at 540-227-0514.
That big A. That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track, and your true loving daddy ain't coming back, but he's moving on. He's rolling on. You were flying too high for one of those guys, so I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Keep rolling on. You were flying too high for one of those guys, so I'm moving on. That big bad whistle as it blew and blew, said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, cause we're moving on, we're rolling on. Please listen to me, let this rattle free, you keep moving on. I told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen or pay me no mind. Oh, I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue, but I'm moving on. Move on, move on.
I love how that song starts out like this little quiet little country song.
And then it just builds until they're just jamming at the end. Yeah,
awesome. That's one of my favorite cuts from these sessions. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we got to end the show sometime today. Not yet, don't worry, but we're going to end it today with probably one of the most requested songs we get on Blue Suede Connection.
All right.
I think you know what it is. List you have, it's not in order, so you don't know.
That figures.
But if you look down the list of what's coming up, you'll figure it out. But we get more requests for that particular song than any other for some reason.
Yeah, I see it.
It's kind of pop versus country, you know, mixed together.
Yep, we do get a lot of requests.
Yes. Now, you know, Elvis has covered every type of music in this session, but one we haven't heard yet.
Okay.
That's gospel.
You're right.
You can't record with Elvis Presley in the studio and not get at least one or two of these in.
Yeah.
And here's a great one. This is called Who Am I from 1969.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself,
this question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's own Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Yeah.
Let me hear you, Woods. Okay, you're rolling.
Hey, Reggie, you got an intro on there? Is that just a da-dum-da-dum-da-dum? Yeah, we can make it. Let's make it like the first chorus all the way through.
From the top?
Yeah.
We're on.
I'll be there when all your dreams are broken, to answer your unspoken prayer. And the little thing you're doing don't turn out right. Don't you worry, darling, I'll be there. There, whenever you need to know that there is someone who cares. Oh, so if your new love isn't your true love, don't you worry, darling, I'll be there. Someone who cares. So if your new love isn't your true love, don't you worry, darling, I'll be there. Don't you worry, darling, I'll be there.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets, I stacked the cards last night. And Lady Luck played her hand just right and made him a king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time I saw the twinkle. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring. Ah, la la da 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 la da, and made me king of your heart.
Way to turn around, baby.
La da 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 da. Just a little while I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding, wedding, wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a thing. You made him a king of your heart.
All right, except for a word.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. That was Poppy saying there, huh?
Yep.
Well, TL, I hate to do this.
Oh, you're such a bad guy.
I know, but... you know how I always get to end the show, and that's always the best part. But before I say that, do you have anything you would like to say?
I just hope everybody enjoyed the show today. American Sound by RCA. Go out and get it.
There you go. Folks, we are going to do this all again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And the Memphis boys here are going to have a little something to say. We'll end it with probably one of the most requested songs we get here on Blue Suede Connection that came from these amazing sessions in 1969 in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll see you next week.
He really got into our groove, you know, the way we recorded.
Oh, God.
And we got down to business. I mean, he had a ball. He just became one of the guys, you know.
He really tried. He really wanted it.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night, you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up a ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. In the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. To some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold gray afternoon? And we drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you in Kentucky. Rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.